Meet the flying doctors. When you're really ill, a hospital is the best place for you. As you recover, home is definitely the better option. Joe Trehearne went out with the Home Treatment Service to find out more. You've heard of the flying squad, now meet the flying doctors. Advances in treatment for long-term conditions mean that people are now living longer. This is good news, of course, and when you are really sick, hospitals are the place you need to be. However, an increasing frail and elderly population means a significant proportion of NHS funding now goes towards the cost of emergency and acute hospital care for people aged 60 and over who are living with one or more long-term conditions such as diabetes, respiratory problems and heart conditions. So what's the problem? Long stays in hospital are really debilitating for patients and their carers. Once you no longer need hospital care, you recover much better and faster at home, if you have the right support around you. Being in a hospital for too long can reduce muscle strength. If we can treat more patients at home and keep them there for longer, it's better for them, better for their families and carers, and better for the NHS. In the past 5 years, the NHS has invested in several pioneering schemes to help address the issue. In West Kent, this includes the Home Treatment Service, HTS, which aims to provide a hospital standard level of care in a patient's own home. The HTS team comprises doctors, nurses and other health professionals who work with patients and their carers to keep them safe and well at home, freeing up hospital beds for people who are seriously unwell. And it's not just a basic service, it's everything patients need to manage their condition and keep them as well as possible. The service takes referrals from GPs, hospitals and paramedics, delivering a super fast service to patients who are experiencing a health crisis or escalation. On-the-spot care. Chris Walker, 66, who lives in Maidstone, has had emphysema for a decade and now relies on an oxygen tank to help him breathe. Former demolition worker and long-distance lorry driver Chris believes he developed the condition after years of unsafe working conditions in buildings and vehicles riddled with chemicals and pollutants. He also has a perforated bowel and a stoma following an operation. Chris's wife Lisa, 63, explained why the Home Treatment Service is so vital to their family. Chris doesn't need to be in a hospital. On a day-to-day basis, he's stable and we cope well at home with support from the NHS team. It's actually worse for him to go into hospital as he's very prone to getting chest infections, which can wipe him out for days or even weeks. At home, he's much less likely to be exposed to infection. The doctors who come to your home are brilliant. They really do provide care in the whole sense of the word. Everything is explained to us. Chris is allergic to penicillin, so is quite limited in the treatment he can have if he gets an infection, and he often needs intravenous antibiotics. Lisa said, the doctors can test his blood on the spot to check antibiotics are actually needed, and if they are, he can still have these safely at home. Chris agreed the service he receives is exemplary. The nurses and the healthcare assistants are all fantastic. They are always on the end of the phone if we need help or advice. Dr. Joanna Price explained how the Home Treatment Service works. She said, we will triage the patient within 2 hours and usually make an initial assessment of their condition within 24 hours of referral, which means we do all key observations, blood tests, assessment for falls and so on. It's a holistic assessment, so we look at the home environment. If they have a carer and, of course, the patient's own wishes, then we put a care plan into place, which might involve home visiting by us, qualified nurses and healthcare assistants. Our role is to keep patients at home if they don't need to be in hospital, but that doesn't mean we can't provide hospital-level treatment if that's what they need. Trying to make life better. Alva Lockett knows exactly where she wants to be, at home with husband Mike and her beloved hearing dog Kia. Alva, 73, from Marden, was diagnosed with COPD and heart failure 2 years ago and is on an end-of-life care pathway. Everything about being at home means I'm in the driving seat. The doctors and nurses who come to see me at home know me. They know how my disease affects me and how I feel about it. They take my opinions into account. If I'm not getting on with a particular type of medication, they will try their best to find an alternative for me. Having Kia around relaxes me, and she can let me know if the phone is ringing or there's someone at the door. If I was in hospital all the time, I wouldn't be able to see her. Husband Mike agreed. The team from the home treatment service treat the person, not a bunch of symptoms. At home, it's more relaxed and they really do listen. Dr. Amy Heskett said, Alva prefers to be in control of her care, so sometimes we need to be a bit creative to keep everybody happy. We've had some difficult conversations at times, as we do with all our patients, but that way we can really get to know them and make sure we can avoid hospital admission, if at all possible. Some people think home-based medicine is fluffy, but it's quite the opposite. We really are at the sharp end on a daily basis. Alva added, It keeps me going, really, because if you're at home, there's hope. I have good days when I can get on with things and live my life. If I'm having a bad day, there's someone on the end of the phone to help. They have been completely honest with me. They said from the start, We can't fix you, we can just try to make life better. And that is exactly what they've done.
Learning to walk again at 86. An amputee rehabilitation group is providing patients with not only the practical steps to get them back on their feet, but also encouragement, support, and inspiration. Jane Barlow went along to find out more. You can turn up with your leg under your arm and no one bats an eyelid. Barry does it every week. It's just one of the things that Jenny Godden, 73, of Kings Hill, loves about the Amputee Rehabilitation Group, where she knows she'll not only get expert help and advice from a team of physiotherapists, but she'll also be with other amputees who understand. She said, Some people put their prosthetic leg on when they arrive, and I can turn up in my shorts, and it's nice to know that no one is going to stare or try not to look. I'm hoping for a prosthetic leg, and I get to meet people who already have them. They inspire and give me hope. I look at my new friend Eileen and think that if she can learn to walk again at 86, then so can I. The group sessions are once a week at the Coxheath Centre near Maidstone. They are run by our intermediate care team. People who go along are encouraged to exercise, given support with their balance, helped to walk and to climb stairs. Moral support comes from the KCHFT team and from each other. Great-grandmother Eileen Jackson, 86, of Headcorn, had her right leg amputated due to vascular problems, which caused the loss of blood supply to her foot. She was suffering terrible pain and could not walk. She said, I just couldn't stand it any more. I wanted rid of the pain. The team has been helping her to use a prosthetic limb. She said, They have an enormous amount of patience. They're lovely. They get me up on my feet and moving about and push me much more than I'd push myself if I was just at home on my own. And when I've had enough, they make me a cup of tea. Patient transport picks me up and it gets me out of the house. I get to talk to people who have been through the same as me. Barry, 56, blames an unhealthy lifestyle in his younger years for his diabetes, which consequently affected his circulation and led to the amputation of all of the toes on his right foot and the amputation of his left leg below the knee. He said, I had some rehab in hospital, but after I was discharged, I didn't know how to progress from there until I joined the group, which has really helped me. During a typical session, the team watches me walk and makes sure I'm moving correctly. I have a go at walking up and down stairs and go on the exercise machines to strengthen muscles, which I now rely on. I know it will do me good. Physiotherapist Emma Buckwell runs the group. She said, We help patients to reach their goals, which in most cases is to be able to walk again. We show them how to get up and get moving and help build their confidence. Our patients find they have experienced similar problems and are able to offer help and advice to each other, and sometimes with things that we might never have thought of. By coming along, they realise they are not alone.
Keeping you steady. It's easy to take for granted, but what happens when you start to struggle with your balance? Anna Hind found out. The 12-week programme includes educational talks about subjects such as diet, medication, rheumatoid arthritis, and demonstrations including how to get up from the floor safely. After the welcome tea, talk and blood pressure check, the group spends an hour doing gentle exercises under the watchful supervision of technical instructors Elaine Irvin, Rachel Jones and Sue Davies. Elaine said, "Prevention is better than a cure, and if we can catch people earlier and help them become steadier on their feet, then they can get their strength and confidence back." In the past year, numbers attending the group have increased by 50%, so the demand is there. With classes running every day of the week, we also have the capacity to help lots of people, which is great. Patients are referred to the Balance Group, held in the rehab unit at Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, Herne Bay, via their GP, Age UK, physiotherapy outpatients, or by another healthcare professional. New members are given an initial assessment by a nurse and physiotherapist and an occupational therapist if needed. The group meets on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Sessions on Tuesday are from 1 to 2:30 p.m. and aimed at people with Parkinson's disease. Case studies. Friendly, caring and offers good advice. Margaret and Brian Field joined the Balance Group on recommendation from their doctor. The 79-year-olds both have multiple health needs. Margaret has had a replacement knee, while Brian has had multiple strokes and bladder cancer. But both found the group to be friendly and welcoming. Margaret said, "We don't do a lot of exercise, so this group has been great. Everyone here is so friendly and caring, and it's been good to meet other people who have similar health problems to us, to see how they cope. Everyone here helps us to do our best, and they offer good advice too. I was nervous about attending the group to start with, but now I look forward to it. I wobbled a lot." Marilyn Clark has her daughter Samantha to thank for getting her to the Balance Group. After a trip to Paris together, Samantha noticed her mum was unsteady on her feet and suggested she speak to her doctor, who then referred her to the group. And Marilyn, who has arthritis and vertigo, is pleased she made the leap of faith to attend. She said, "Although I really ended up on the floor, I wobbled a lot and would often fall onto something to stay upright. I was apprehensive at first, but I have noticed a big improvement since attending the group. Everyone here is so friendly and we all encourage each other, which is great." Gaining in confidence. Debbie Fifield was referred to the Balance Group by her physiotherapist. The Herne Bay resident has type 1 diabetes, arthritis and depression. The fear of falling over was also causing her to be stressed too. She said, "The sessions are really good and I'm gradually getting back my confidence. The team who run the group encourage us and are approachable. I am positive as time goes on that I won't feel so unsteady." Making the darkest days a little better. How do you deal with the news that your child is going to die? How do you cope every day knowing your son or daughter is receiving palliative care as part of end-of-life care support? Faye Sinclair spoke to a team providing practical care for children and their families, which also lends a listening ear. After 32 years in nursing, Susie Jameson still vividly remembers the first family she supported where a 13-year-old child was dying. She said, "I was terrified, and it was Pam, my patient, who took me to one side and said, 'I'm going to die, so please look after Mum and Dad.' Pam would have been well into her 30s by now. I often think of her." Community Children's Nurse Susie, who specialises in cancer care, is part of our Community Children's Nursing team, which includes paediatric nurses and children's support workers. The team provides hands-on care and support to children and young people whose needs range from short-term illnesses to long-term disabilities or chronic health conditions and end-of-life care. Caring for a child or young person who is receiving palliative care is particularly challenging. No family is alike, and you really do have to tailor what you do and how you do it to each family you become involved with, said Susie, who is also a CLIC sergeant nurse. Sometimes Susie can be involved with her patients for several years, as any child or young person diagnosed with cancer could need end-of-life care at any point. The aim is always to make sure families are cared for, as prepared as they can be, and supported for as long as they need it. For example, replacing feeding tubes and providing intravenous antibiotics. And she is always on hand to help and train other members of the team if they have a child on their caseload that is being given palliative care, making the patient as comfortable as possible, and it never becomes any easier. We support each other because we will all have patients at some point who may need us. We will stay through the night if needed and do whatever we can. You cannot help but become involved with the families on your caseload. The day I stop caring is the day I stop nursing. In 2017, Susie was runner-up in the Best Nurse category at the Who Cares Wins Awards, organised by the Sun newspaper, after the mum of a child she cared for nominated her. Tracy Ann Winsbury described Susie as a ray of sunshine even on the darkest days. Lead nurse for the Children's Community Nursing Team, Kirsty Galvin, heads up the team. She is enormously proud of the work her colleagues do, especially in end-of-life care. She said, "I'm really proud of the team for all they do. Making sure the care we deliver for a child or young person when they are seriously ill or living with a long-term condition is of high quality is so important. You are guests in patients' homes, and we always respect this. Our end-of-life care includes post-bereavement advice for siblings, as well as parents and carers, as everyone is affected by the death of a loved one. This can include signposting to other organisations that can provide continuing support. Thank you for everything. It's clear from reading the thank you cards and letters around the team's main base in Faversham that families are incredibly grateful for the support they receive. Fellow health professionals too often want to say well done to the team that goes above and beyond on a regular basis. They are probably best summed up with this simple tribute from a bereaved parent. We won't ever forget the help and support you gave us. It made a horrible journey a little easier." Welcome to our new governors. Following elections held earlier this year, we are delighted to welcome four new governors to Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. They are John Walgrove, Rest of England. Retired John wants to make sure the views of patients and members of the public are taken into account by KCHFT's board while planning, managing and reviewing services. John was previously a governor at Oxley's NHS Foundation Trust for 9 years, where he chaired a working party which examined how to hold non-executive directors to account and implemented scrutiny of board meetings and some committees. John previously worked for Community Health Services in Greenwich as a clinical dentist and manager, so has insight into how the NHS works. Miles Lemon, Swale. Miles is a retired army officer. While in the army, he qualified as a company secretary and was subsequently elected as a fellow of the Chartered Institute of Secretaries. After leaving the army in 2001, he worked as a school bursar, as a business manager in Andover Mencap, and as an accountant at the Gurkha Museum in Winchester. Moving to Kent in 2013, Miles is a magistrate and involved with his local Rotary Club, where he is secretary. He also volunteers in local village activities. He's keen to use his retirement to contribute to society. Ruth Davis, Tunbridge and Morling. Retired nurse and teacher Ruth is dedicated to delivery of safe, appropriate and effective care to all who use health services. She believes this is achieved through involvement and education and the professional development of the workforce. Ruth's second interest is workforce planning. Her experience in local schools made her aware of healthcare needs of young people as well as the wider population. She is particularly interested in the link between mental and physical health and patients near end of life. Tony Quigley, Tunbridge Wells. Tony was previously a senior member of the Scientific Civil Service. When he retired, he became a management consultant. He's used to dealing with all levels of government and firmly believes effective communication is essential. He thinks listening as much as talking to all stakeholders is vital. Former Deputy Chair of the University of Kent's Governing Council, as well as Chair of its Audit Committee, Tony is an independent member of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council's Audit and Governance Committee. He's a Chartered Engineer and Fellow of the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Meanwhile, Carol Coleman, Dover, Jane Hetherington, Thanet and David Price, Maidstone were all re-elected to continue representing their constituencies. You can find out more about our governors at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/governors. Your chance to make a difference. Here's why you should become a member today. We're always looking for people who want to become members of our trust. There are many reasons why you might want to, including a passion for your NHS or just wanting to be kept up to date with what is going on with local health services. you get to have a say on local NHS services. If you feel passionately about your local NHS, becoming a member gives you a real opportunity to have your say on how we run your healthcare services. You will get NHS discounts. It's free to join, and our members also enjoy discounts, usually reserved for NHS staff, at a wide range of high street stores, restaurants and attractions. You'll be kept up to date with improvements and proposals for local NHS services. You can read our magazine with lots of news and advice on local health services, as well as information from Kent and Medway STP and other health services. You can be involved as much or as little as you want. As a member, you can choose to take part in surveys, comment on leaflets, come to public meetings to meet your governor, or even stand for election yourself. Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/member. All in a day's work. From health visiting to end of life care, we provide services from the time you are born to the end of your life. Here, colleagues tell us what they do and why they do it. This time it's Darren Spinks, who, along with 30% of our workforce, works behind the scenes in roles to support our clinical teams. As you might have guessed, working in IT, the first thing I do each morning is check my emails and address any issues that have come through. I try to clear out my inbox as best I can. It's so easy for it to get out of control and takes time to then wade through and see what needs your input or response. Assuming my phone has not rung, I check outstanding calls that have been raised for the IT field teams to attend to. Anything that looks like it has a long wait time, I look to see why and if something could or should be done about it. Then it's on to my to-do list and priorities for the day. IT projects, issues or strategy changes tend to come along in waves, but I'm lucky enough to work with a good team that can manage the day-to-day, which allows me to focus on other areas. Improving and investing in IT is a priority for KCHFT, and one of my biggest projects at the moment is the rollout of Windows 10. I also work with clinical colleagues to understand their feelings towards IT and how I can influence or change things to make their work easier. Recent sessions with different departments have helped my understanding of their day-to-day issues and limitations, which means we can try to help. The issues I encounter vary from day to day and can be anything from technical escalations to managing people. It makes my job exciting and challenging. One minute I could be helping my team fix an Outlook issue, the next I could be advising how services can deliver better patient experiences using new technology. When I started in IT, I quickly realised what you read in a book or study on a course was not enough, so I tried to get an entry-level job in IT. I was fortunate to do this and then made my way up through several roles and companies to try to get a broad understanding of IT support, including service desk analyst, field support, networking and servers. I would say to anyone who wants to get into IT, try to find a role while studying and then consider what IT area you want to specialise in. IT and technical support is not for everyone, but it is something we all rely on day to day, hour by hour. You can't escape it. Each night after work I go to the gym. Body attack and circuit classes are my favourites. The loud music, energy and great people I have met there really help me unwind. NHS England has launched an advertising campaign to encourage people to apply for IT jobs. If you would like to find out more about working with us, go to www.kentcht.nhs.uk/jobs. Your guide to local minor injury units. We provide more than 60 services across Kent, East Sussex and London to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor Injuries Units, MIU, run by KCHFT. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones, you don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital, Mill Hill, Edenbridge, TN85DA. Phone 01732 862 137. 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Gravesham Community Hospital, Bath Street, Gravesend, DA 11 0DG. Phone 01474 360816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone, Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone CT19 5BN. Phone 01303 852727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Seven Oaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Seven Oaks, TN 13 3PG. Phone 01732 470 200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster-on-Sea, ME12 3LT. Phone 01795 879 104. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year, closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME10 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, including bank holidays. Victoria Hospital, Deal, London Road, Deal, CT14 9UA. Phone 01304 865 437. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. For more information about MIUs listed here, please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/MIU. Need waiting times for MIUs and A&Es in East Kent? Download Waitlist from the App Store or Google Play. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at www.healthhelpnow-nhs.net. If you need advice or treatment and don't know where to go, please phone 111 before visiting an accident and emergency centre. Your local pharmacist may also be able to advise. You can find details at www.nhs.uk. MIUs run by other providers include Canterbury, Kent and Canterbury Hospital, Ethelbert Road, Canterbury, CT1 3NG. Phone 01227 766 877. Switchboard www.ekhuft.nhs.uk. Open 24 hours a day. X-ray 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Crowborough War Memorial Hospital, Southview Road, Crowborough, TN6 1HB. Phone 01892 603 602. www.sussexcommunity.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Last booking is at 7:45 p.m. every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Monday to Friday. Dover Buckland Hospital, Coombe Valley Road, Dover, CT 17, 0HD. Phone 01304 222 621. www.ekhuft.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. East Grinstead, Queen Victoria Hospital, Holt Road, East Grinstead, West Sussex, RH19 3DZ. Switchboard 01342 414 000. www.qvh.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. bank holidays. Faversham. Faversham Health Centre, Bank Street, Faversham, ME13 8QR. Phone 01795 562 011. www.favershammedicalpractice.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. Gillingham, Balmoral Gardens Walking Centre, Balmoral Gardens, Gillingham, ME7 5LF. Phone 01634 331177. www.medwayhealthcarecentre.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. No X-ray service. Herne Bay, Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, King Edward Avenue, Herne Bay, Kent, CT6 6EB. Phone 01227 594 700. www.parksurgery.net. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. No X-ray service. Whitstable Estuary View Medical Centre, Borman Way, Whitstable, CT5 3SE. Phone 01227 284309. www.whitstablemedicalpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday. MIUs operated by GPs include Ashford, Kingsnorth, Kingsnorth Medical Practice, Ashford Road, Kingsnorth, Ashford, TN23 3ED. Phone 01233 610 140. www.kingsnorthmedicalpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Closed bank holidays. No X-ray service. Ashford, Willsborough. Willsborough Health Centre, Bentley Road, Willsborough, Ashford, TN24 0HZ. Phone 01233 621626. www.willsboroughhealthcentre.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Closed bank holidays and weekends and no X-ray service. Aylsham. Aylsham Medical Practice, Queen's Road, Aylsham, CT3 3BB. Phone 01304 840415. www.aylshammedicalpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Closed bank holidays and weekends and no X-ray service. Charing. Charing Practice, Surgery Close, Charing, Ashford, TN27 0AW. Phone 01233 714 490. www.charingpractice.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Closed bank holidays and weekends and no X-ray service. Ham Street. Ham Street Surgery, Rookins Road, Ham Street, Ashford, TN26 2NJ. Phone 01233 730 190. www.hamstreetsurgery.com. 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Sunday, no x-ray service. Romney Marsh, Orchard House Surgery, Bleak Road, LID, Romney Marsh, TN29, 9AE. Phone 01797-320307. www.orchardhousesurgery.nhs.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed weekends and bank holidays, no x-ray service. Tenterden, Ivy Court Surgery, Tenterden, TN30 6RB. Phone 01580 763 666. www.ivycourtsurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Saturday to Sunday, no x-ray service. Woodchurch. Woodchurch Surgery, Front Road, Woodchurch, Ashford, TN26, 3SF. Phone 01233-860236. www.woodchurchsurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, no x-ray service. Y Surgery, Oxenton Road, Y, TN25 5AY. Phone 01233-220699. www.ysurgery.co.uk. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, no x-ray service. Your Directory of Community Services. We provide more than 60 services to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Children's Therapies. Physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers and therapy assistants who provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. You can find full details at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Customer Care Team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the Customer Care Team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Dental. General Dental Services provide a full range of NHS dental treatments for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice, Ramsgate and New Street Dental Practice, Sandwich. Phone 0300 303 4930. Falls Prevention, East Kent. 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Folkestone and Ashford, phone 01303 854 488. Swale, Herne Bay and Whitstable, phone 01879 5879 193. Thanet, phone 01843 254 134. Email kcht.fallskent@nhs.net. Kent Continence Service, advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems. Phone 0300 790 0310. Kent Continence Business Office Product Delivery Service. Phone 0300 123 1955 or 0330 123 4459. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high-quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 0300 123 3071. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct, In others, you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry and foot care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. Phone 0300 123 6756. Toenail cutting service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. Ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Please book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. Sexual health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Medway, KCHFT, medwaysexualhealth@nhs.net. Kent, KCHFT, sexualhealthservice@nhs.net. South East Drive Ability. Assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedriveability@nhs.net. Phone 0300 013 4886. Advice for carers. Carers Trust. National charity with a network of partner organisations providing services to carers. Phone 0844 800 4361. Web www.carers.org. Carers UK. Carers UK helps millions of people who look after an older, disabled or seriously ill family member or friend. Phone 0808 808 7777. Web www.carersuk.org. Carers Direct. Confidential information and advice for carers. Phone 0300 123 1053. Web www.nhs.uk/carersdirect. East Kent Carers Consortium. Provides carer assessment and support services by identifying family carers and arranging for their needs to be assessed, working closely with Carers First and Involve Kent. Web www.eastkentcarers.org.uk. Kent County Council. Find out what help is available for carers. Phone 03000 416161. For emergency support out of hours, phone 03000 419191. Web www.kent.gov.uk. You can also find more help and advice on our website, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers. One New Kent. Free services by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. As part of the One New Kent programme, we provide One New Lifestyle Advisors. Small changes can make a big difference, and we can support you to make the changes that will work for you. So whether you want to quit smoking, lose weight, or just generally feel better about life, we can help. One New Smoke Free. Most smokers want to quit, and if you're one of them, we can help. We have clinics and groups at times and days to suit most people. If you can't get to us, we can offer phone appointments or consultations via Skype. You can also get nicotine replacement therapy on prescription. One New Weight Loss. East Kent only. For healthy weight services in West Kent, contact your local borough council. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, you can join one of our One New Weight Loss groups. Sessions are free and cover healthy eating on a budget, portion control, food labelling and getting active. It's based on guidelines from the British Heart Foundation. One U Health Walks. Led by friendly volunteers, health walks are great for people who are recovering from illness or who need an extra bit of motivation to take exercise. They are fun, friendly and free. No need to book. NHS Health Checks. If you're aged 40 to 74, you could be eligible for a free NHS health check. Health checks take just 30 minutes and check your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes or kidney disease in the future. Speak to your GP or call 0300 123 1220 to find a clinic near you. We can also provide checks in the workplace. Email 1u.kent@nhs.net, www.1ukent.org.uk, because there's only one U. And that concludes the reading of the Spring 2019 edition of Community Health, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.